welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It is I, the one, the only Reverend Godfather, a.k.a. the Martinsburg Madman, a.k.a. this show's frontman and main host. Due to us recording this in the past for the future, that means Lost Media Mondays has, at least for now, returned. Because depending on how I feel and all that, I might switch Lost Media Mondays to Freaky Friday episodes or whatever. But for right now, Lost Media Mondays, at least right now, has returned. Yes, Covert Cast has returned. And I'm saving the two of the most controversial episodes for last. And this is the last. Technically, there's a total of three Covert Cast episodes that I have in the bank left. This is number three. Then we're going down to two, then to one. Before, you know, we're done with the Covert Cast. And as I said, this is a Lost Media episode. Since we're getting a lot of folks from one of our other episodes, Lost. Before I get into what Lost Media is, let me just say that we will have a main episode for this week. We recorded it last week. It's going to be me and Sasha. Whether or not we will have another episode this week, I don't know. Don't worry about it. If not, if there is, we'll post something up on Friday. If we do, that way we have an extra episode this week or not. If not, don't worry about it. You'll still have another episode recorded a week after, because we have Frozen Empire coming out on the 22nd, so there's that, and we have that to talk about. We'll have notes and all that to say. There will be more new episodes, and plus our countdown to Four State Comic-Con in Hagerstown will start at the start of April, no joke. But still, now back to Lost Media Mondays. What is a Lost Media episode? Well, Lost Media episodes are us sharing Lost Media podcasts, because I include podcasts in our definition of Lost Media. As I said in our Wednesday of last week's episode, Lost Media usually means any piece of media that you cannot find anymore. Even though you could go to a library and get old issues of Reader's Digest or Time Magazine and read them, but they're not readily available things are nowadays via... they're not being reprinted constantly. You might find them in the wild, but they're not being reprinted. So a lot of folks might not find them. And Lost Media usually covers newspapers, magazines, books, movies, television show, music, and like I said, I include podcasts in that. And I have three archives that I go into in regards to Lost Media, one of which is the Electric Eye Collective, which starred me, the Reverend Godfather, and Big Candy. The other is Slacker and the Man. It's a limited run. I only have so many of those episodes. I didn't have all 300-plus episodes, but I have a bunch, which I'm starting to share, and which was dropped. One of those episodes was dropped last week on Wednesday. So go back into your podcast platform of choice and check that episode out if you so wish. And plus, the other is what you're about to hear, the Covert Cast. I've been sharing those over the past couple of months. Just if you listen to us on Podbean, put up Covert Cast or Lost Media, and those episodes will come up. And again, I'm down to my last, that's including this one, last three Covert Cast episodes. Just keep in mind, with any Lost Media episode I share, any websites, emails, contests, coupon codes, or whatever, are defunct, which means they're not going to work. this pod, the reason why we're able to share Slacker and the Man episodes and Covert Cast episodes, one, they're independent podcasts by everyday folks like you and me, not celebrity podcasts, and they're defunct. That's number two. And them being defunct means easier access to be shared. So, and less hassle. Not to mention, I don't think us, the man, Dobbs, or Dusty would really mind too much. But either way, in this episode of the defunct Covert Cast, they talk about the ins and outs of MK Ultra, the conspiracy theory behind that. And in this episode of the Covert Cast, you're going to hear Dusty, Dobbs, and the man talk about this conspiracy theory. Remember, this is a conspiracy theory. They're talking about ins and outs, so let me get on with it. So, hey, George, hit the button.
We'll be right back with more of the Long Coat Mafia Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 13 of the Covert Cast, to thecovertcast.com. We're your host, Dusty and the Man. How you doing, Dusty?
I'm happy to be here on the Covert Cast.
On the Covert Cast. And we also have sitting in with us again this week, Dobbs.
Yeah, hey. Well,
Dobbs of Slacker and the Man.
How's everybody doing?
And Cy-Fry.
And Cy-Fry.
We're and doing Cy-Fry, good. Yeah. My band Cy-Fry, right?
How is your band Cy-Fry yeah. doing?
Chuck Dobbs.
And I know Vern listens to this, so take note, Vern. He brought that up before any of us.
I just figured I'd take the power away. You know, go ahead and get it over with.
All right. As I said, this is the Covert Cast of thecovertcast.com, and this week we're going to talk about MK Ultra.
Yes, not the Montauk Project.
No, there was
you mean not Project Montauk.
Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah, I didn't do any research
on
that.
You did mislabel that when you put the episode up, too.
Well, I can go back and change
that. Nah, it's fine. But I think people get the
joke. Retroactively?
Yeah.
You can. What, you got the Men in Black little mind eraser device?
Maybe Men in Black was last episode.
Yeah.
Yes, last week's episode.
It was like, last week, right?
Yeah, it's been a week since that last episode.
Feels like we just talked about that a few hours ago.
Yeah.
it's weird.
And you'll hear us if you're listening. If you're listening to the podcast of this, you'll hear us mention the chat room. We did broadcast this episode live. We don't always broadcast these live because
we're
going
to try to do more, but
we don't always record at the same time. But if you'll go to thecovertcast.com, our Facebook and Twitter are linked on there, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you'll follow us on Twitter, which is at the Covert Cast, or just go to Facebook and type in the Covert Cast.
I put it in all the show notes.
Okay, and it's in the show notes too. So if you'll either like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, we always put at least a day or so ahead of time.
Yeah, try to give some heads up. This week I didn't give as much as I wanted because I was waiting to hear back from Vern of Cy-Fry as well. He unfortunately couldn't make it in this week.
Yeah. So, but we are going to talk about MK Ultra this week.
Yes.
Now,
that's where the alien technology, right?
No, that's Project Montauk.
Oh, okay.
Now, what do you know about, or what did you know about, before you started doing research, what did you know about MK Ultra, Dustin?
Honestly, nothing really. I mean, okay. I had heard a little bit from watching Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, but that was about the extent of it. And that wasn't that long ago.
I had a limited knowledge prior.
I'm coming in the same boat. I'd heard of it. I knew vaguely what it was. I didn't realize it was a real proven thing. Of course, the conspiracy theories around it is about whether it's still continuing and what actually happened in MK Ultra. But
yeah, there was actually one death attributed to it. So, I mean, if one leaked out, there's no telling how many more.
Well, there was a Congress committee actually investigated MK Ultra is how it got brought out in the public. But MK Ultra was the code name for a covert CIA human experimentation program run by the CIA's Office of Scientific Intelligence. The official United States government program began in the early 50s, continued at least through the late 60s, and used U.S. and Canadian citizens as its test subjects. Now,
we started it because we got wind the Russians were doing the same.
Well, see, some of the sources I have actually said it started in World War II as research on hypnosis for interrogation. And that was where the genesis of the... Now, the actual project may not have officially started until...
It did evolve from Project Paperclip, which was where we used Nazi scientists.
It's amazing how much stuff evolved
everything,
from Project Paperclip, man.
Everything came from Nazi scientists.
But basically, you know, the CIA used hypnosis and illicit drugs, hallucinogenic drugs and whatnot like that to experiment on people. Part of the conspiracy theory around it is they were also testing stuff like remote viewing.
Yeah.
And telepathy.
Well, they were hoping with LSD that it would actually waken psychic powers in people.
Because
LSD was a big component of the MKUltra.
Well, isn't there the whole thing about how you only use like a certain small percentage
like
of your brain
11%.
Power? Yeah, like 11. So what's the other, you know...
It's
not all used for like processing information, though, either. Because like some of your brain's used for... breathing,
yeah.
You know, some of it's used for sight, smell, very specific things.
But the 11% thing is an old myth, though. We use pretty much our whole brain.
Just not at one time, and not all. Again, only portions of it are for cognitive function.
And even then, we don't necessarily utilize our full potential.
No, I mean, no, definitely not. But
that's what I'm saying. What would the full? What's the rest of the potential for? I mean, is it would it be just intelligence or memory?
No,
or?
I think that a lot of it's stuff that we've evolved out of the need to use. Like, to say 10,000 years ago we didn't have, say, a more keen sense of smell?
Okay, and that was used to help process the information from the more keen sense of smell.
Like hunter gathering, you know. Just,
I can see that.
You know, but if you don't use certain things.
Better reflexes?
For a long time. Yeah. Probably stronger.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't use stuff for, you know, 50 generations and you probably lose it. Just kind of like atrophy. Think
use
of it
or
like,
lose it.
Yeah, exactly like muscle atrophy.
What's an internal organ we have that until recently they didn't know what it was used for?
Well, they did recently realize we actually do have a purpose for the appendix.
Yeah,
it stores like a bacteria for like stomach viruses and.
It was for processing the more of the raw foods and.
Well, that's
originally
more that was what it was more so, but.
But it's useless to us now, basically.
Pretty much.
But
I mean,
at one point, it probably
was. You are a little better off without it, but, yeah.
Like, you can live without an appendix. You can live without a spleen. You don't really need that anymore, either. It's basically, an appendix is a ticking time bomb.
What does a spleen do?
I honestly don't remember.
I don't know,
remember.
But
I know Venom
always wanted to eat Spider-Man's spleen.
Yeah.
Remember that? He was always threatening to eat a spleen.
Hmm.
I know that quarterback for the Bucks. Ruptured his spleen, like basically exploded during a game.
I mean, that can kill you.
It's not good, and it hurts like a bastard from what I've been told, but I really don't remember the use of the spleen, but there's stuff in the body that I think that like the appendix, I think that probably did serve a fairly pivotal purpose at one point, otherwise it wouldn't be there at all. It may have been a larger organ back,
yeah.
You know,
it may have got more used. I mean, supposedly we still use it, but it's not vital. I mean, because till recently they didn't think it had any purpose, but then I guess recently they discovered it does store some sort of bacteria for your body that's useful in, I guess, digestion. And if you get sick, it helps you get your stomach. Like, if you get, like, a stomach virus, it helps you get over it faster. But
I don't know. But basically, I think it's the same concept of the brain, you know, I think that a lot of it is just not that it's being wasted or squandered. I think that it just what we need to use, we use. And essentially, that's what it is.
But
to me,
they were using LSD to try to help tap into the unused portion of the brain, and they would like go to school campuses and unwitting people LSD in social situations.
Well,
at
one point it was a fairly common practice to spike fellow agents with LSD,
can you imagine that office party?
Yeah. That'd be funny.
Like, it was so common it wasn't even something you got in trouble for. It was just, you know, you spiked them and it was like ha ha ha, know, even your supervisor's laughing with you and shit. And
until you do it to him.
Until you do.
And then I'm sure that's a different
story. Well, no,
story.
He probably liked it too. I mean.
All right, from now on, When we do shows in here, I want y'all to slip a Rufinol in my beer.
You just pass out.
Not necessarily. Didn't you see Hangover?
Yeah, but that's it's a movie.
It's not real.
But it's actually because of MK Ultra that like we pretty much got the hippie movement.
Yeah,
I mean, because LSD spawned from that, and it became a recreational drug. I mean,
yeah.
Who was like? There was one famous guy that basically he's considered the father of the hippie
culture. Damn it! Tim Leary.
But he was a MK Ultra.
Because Hunter S. Thompson used to refer to him in the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas book and movie.
But he was a MK Ultra.
In Pursuit of the American Dream.
Test subject.
Yeah, he was. Just look up Tim Leary.
You look up Tim Leary.
All right. Well. I shall.
I'm trying to see.
I'm just like 99.9% sure that's who you're talking about.
It may not be.
Well, he was like, he fit the description of the beginning half of your statement. I don't know about if he was involved in MKUltra.
Okay. No. Ken Kesey?
Oh, okay.
But.
But see,
He was a student, they experimented on him for the MK Ultra program, and he ultimately took the LSD and started introducing it to other people, and pretty much created the hippie culture,
hot psychedelic movement.
He's responsible for hipsters.
Tim Leary was. This does though. Tim Leary was an American psychologist and writer known for his advocacy for psychedelic drugs during this time when drugs such as LSD and psilocybin were legal.
Hmm.
And involved, he legally conducted experiments at Harvard University under the Harvard Psilocybin Project. Blah blah blah. But yeah, I mean,
what about this is just a random thought talking about people like that. What about like you would think like the perfect test subject would have been somebody like Hunter S. Thompson?
Yeah,
I mean,
not necessarily though. I mean, you would want to start with someone that doesn't really currently dabble with drugs, so you can actually see the effects.
Well, yeah,
that introducing drugs to him.
Well, he wouldn't be in your control group, though.
Yeah, he would not be in your control group.
But
now, have you ever taken a hallucinogenic drug?
I have not.
Dobbs?
I guess sort of. I drank some absinthe, not knowing that there was.
I thought a lot of that was urban legend.
It is total bullshit. Right, yeah. But like, I drank a few shots of absinthe, and I didn't know at the time that there was a mild hallucinogen in it. But it's extremely mild from what I would gather, because it literally did nothing to me other than get me drunk. Because it is like 140.
Well, that
proof.
I tried mushrooms one time, and all it did was get me like a really really drunk feeling. I didn't hallucinate that I know of. I didn't hallucinate on it, or of course everybody there was.
Did it give you digestive distress?
Yeah. Oh my god! I've heard it was. I was shooting rooster tails everywhere.
I've heard
buddy.
That's like a nightmare. I'm not. I don't know. I don't like the idea of not being like in control. You know, a little bit. I know, like getting drunk, you still obviously lose some control, but I don't want my brain like.
Mush.
Firing weird, you know. I already have like.
I wouldn't
issues.
Mind trying hallucinogens at least once if I knew it was something safe that wasn't going to affect me long term.
It'd have to be in a very controlled environment too, because yeah. I've heard that your environment can really cause you to have like what you know. I guess what they would call a bad trip. I've seen some friends go through a bad trip.
Yeah, I mean, now I've seen a lot of
I've
people
seen a lot
in
of that.
Bad trips.
That's
I
not
mean,
cool, you know.
No. That's scary for the sober person.
Yeah, I that's mean, why I you know any thought or you know time I was like I might do that. I was squelched very early because I had enough experiences at a relatively young age with that.
When I was in law enforcement on road patrol, we got a call one night to a party, and of course. Because somebody was dying at the party was all they said and hung up. So, of course, you never know what that means.
Yeah.
And I was the first one there. When I get there, of course, everybody's gone but this one guy and his buddy. This one guy swore the ground was trying to swallow him. And, I mean, he was serious, like tears coming down his face because the ground was trying to eat him. And that's what it was. He had taken some sort of a hallucinogen. I don't know what he took, but they wound up pumping his stomach. But yeah, that guy was damn sure serious. He thought the ground was literally trying to eat him.
That really sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I wouldn't ever want to go through something like that.
Nah.
Screw that. No way.
But MK Ultra is, let's see,
Littering and
And of course, but the mind control was a big part.
Well, part of it was they were trying to essentially create Manchurian candidates with it, you know.
Which is, for people that don't know, that's the basically the brainwashed person they can insert into the government. And
yeah. Or not even necessarily the government, just someone like they can set up an assassin in a foreign country who's already a citizen there who has no idea he's an assassin.
And then, say, trigger it with maybe a word or a phrase.
Yeah.
And then he goes and completes his task. And kills himself? Is that...
Well, it's not always kills himself, but, I mean, it's a scapegoat because he doesn't remember any of the stuff. And
it's totally subconscious.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think. Supposedly there's been, like, who was it, Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated? Is that who I'm thinking of?
Yeah,
Sirhan. They think he was part of MKUltra.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I think the dude was just batshit
crazy. I think he was just batshit crazy. I don't know.
But now they also used the mind control thing as
they would have gotten Teddy, I would hope, you know, if it was...
Well, but the mind control thing, a large part of it that they also experimented was, which I don't guess it was really mind control, but they had people with multiple personality disorders that they found the actual triggers to trigger the personalities.
Yeah.
And they were experimenting with triggering an alternate personality, giving them...
Well, they also experimented with creating alternate personalities.
Yeah, yeah. But they would give this alternate personality the information, and then the main alpha personality wouldn't know it, and they would send them to wherever, and then that person would trigger that other personality, and then they would know the information.
I know one of the things they did, they try to create trauma so intense that it actually makes the person create a separate personality.
To deal with the trauma.
Yeah. And they would try to set that personality up to be their
Didn't at some point they try to weaponize LSD? Like as a form of gas to drop? Because they were, was it around World War II time where the... kind of like trench warfare, you know, you use mustard gas. I think that I had heard that they tried to make a gaseous version of something very similar to LSD to make people in the opposing armies, troopers in the opposing army go like batshit crazy, and people that go batshit crazy with guns
and start killing each other.
Exactly. they would do their job for them, and I don't know, like, I've heard that yes, that is true.
Well, that's probably banned.
Well, it's been the Geneva Convention did ban it, and that's allegedly
because we all know the CIA would never do anything against the Geneva Convention.
Yeah.
We're the only country that uses incendiaries still. But hey, bitch, we got napalm, you know.
One of the other things, and this would be interesting to you, Dobbs, with your interest in maritime warfare. They experimented with telepathy for the express purpose of having telepathic contact with submarines so they wouldn't have to break radio silence.
That I had heard.
That's some long... Which, of course, I say that. I was fixing to say that's some long-distance telepathy, but I have no idea. Water may conduct telepathy?
Maybe.
How would telepathy work, do you think? Would it be like a radio wave, or...
I would think it would have to be.
But, so yeah. Wouldn't being in
wouldn't the, be a sound wave.
Wouldn't, like, being in the submarine, though, wouldn't that hinder the telepathy in itself? Being in a metal shell, basically? I mean, it'd have to be a powerful wave to get out.
Yeah, that's true.
It'd have to be some way you could actually train your brain to read and interpret someone else's brain waves or something. I mean,
yeah, really, the telepathy thing. I know they experimented with psychics too.
Remote viewing was one of the big things. Yeah. Which, if you don't know, remote viewing is where basically, supposedly, a psychic. See, I said it right that time. Supposedly, a psychic could.
You're ruining your own bit.
Well, I accidentally said it right. It was a subconscious thing. Y'all got me. I never thought about it before. I used to say supposedly.
It's Vern's fault.
But a psychic could actually take and create an astral projection and could view somewhere while he was physically not there, like even just the next room or stuff like that. And supposedly, from what I hear, they had some success with that. I mean, if you listen to some of the...
Finding missing children and stuff like that. I've heard
I've seen people on some of the conspiracy TV shows that can actually supposedly do this, and... Why am I saying that word so much now? Because I can say it right, I guess.
Yeah.
But that can do this, and they can actually, like, I've seen them on the TV shows, like, draw a map of the other room room that the TV show claims they've never been into, you know? I mean, that's...
Yeah, I've seen on one TV show where they, like, they hid something somewhere, and then they actually got the remote viewer to figure out where it was hidden at, and they get, like, they got the general idea of the place exactly right, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of evidence that they were successful in that, which is weird if you think about it. I mean, just think about the ability to be able to see what's in, even if it just extends so far as to the next room. I mean, why, every tactical team would have one of those.
I hope you never get that ability.
Why is that, Dusty?
You would do some weird stuff with it.
Oh, yeah. Like you find the hottest chick in the hotel and request a room right next door.
Yes.
Shower sexy time. See, I was gonna say soap on the man in the boat, but this isn't Slacker in the Man, so I won't say that.
Moving on. I wasn't gonna say that, but I just said it, so.
Well, but I didn't say it.
Okay.
Regardless. Now, what do you think the extent of MK Ultra was, Dusty?
They did stuff with drugs and.
As far as how far down the rabbit hole do you think they actually went with the psychics and remote viewing and telepathy?
They probably got far with psychics actually, but I think they probably went far as learning the program people and learning interrogation techniques they probably still use to this day.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I think they investigated all that stuff. I think they tried it.
I'm sure they tried it, but I doubt they had any serious success with it.
The only thing I've seen that leads me to believe they may have had any success is the remote viewing.
Mm.
Dobbs?
Well, I mean, like, effects they can copy widespread, though.
Oh, no.
I mean, they may have got one or two people where they had successful runs with, but I don't think they were ever successful in actually mass-producing any of the effects.
I think the first thing that they probably stopped was the whole telepathy thing. I don't see how that could have gone anywhere very far. The electroshock therapy is what kind of strikes a weird nerve with me, because like I know that my grandfather had been he had been given a lot of electroshock therapy after World War II, and like you look at the timing and stuff like that, I wonder if, like, I'm not saying he was like a experiment or anything, but if by MK Ultra, but I know that a lot of that stuff was going on outside of the military too. Or not outside the military, this would have been within the military, but I mean within, like, secret organization. You know, this happened to him on a regular basis for a few years. And that was because they thought that they could reclaim his memories by shocking the piss out of him. Because he had amnesia.
Yeah.
And I know they gave him a lot of drugs that are not normal. I don't know if LSD was one of them or anything like that. But I know that they gave him a lot of stuff that medically doesn't make any sense to us now.
To administer now. Well, yeah, used to be they put leeches on people to cure cold,
drill
a hole in your head to cure crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know that as much, see, some of this is going to sound weirder because it is so foreign to us now, but at the time, I don't think it's quite as, out there at the time as it is to look back on.
Yeah.
You know, again, electroshock therapy, for instance, was somewhat accepted back then. I mean, it wasn't that uncommon. Now it is pretty uncommon. They even use that a little bit now.
Well, now it's only really used in extreme cases.
Exactly.
Where back then, it would have been used at the
crap out of it, yeah. You know?
At the drop of a hat.
I actually bid on an old electroshock machine a year ago. I lost a bid on eBay.
Now, what do you think about, now this was more the Nazis, I think, which I'm sure with the type of experimentation the CIA was doing with the MK Ultra, they probably did this, not to the extreme the Nazis did, but what do you think about the whole twin thing? About, like, twins, like knowing, sharing. And, like, they have a bond that's, like, so strong they can share thoughts and whatnot like that. You think there's any validity to that?
I think that's only validity in so much that if you are raised with someone that closely, and, I mean, they're already going to have similar brain structure does. I mean, they're going to know how the other one thinks just from being raised with them.
But even personality-wise, I knew twins growing up, and usually they'd be quite different in personality. Yeah.
Well, it's like sometimes me and you, we even get what the other one's trying to say or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I get that part, but what about the part where, like, the studies where, like, when one twin gets hurt, the other one can feel, like, a phantom pain of it and, you know, stuff like that?
I don't... Like the Corsican brothers? I
don't know. Who's the Corsican brothers?
It was a Cheech and Chong movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
That one took it to the extreme.
Yeah. I mean, they actually didn't feel their own pain at all.
Yeah.
They only felt the pain of the other one. but maybe there is some kind of intuition there, but I don't think that...
Of course, there could be something where their brains are kind of almost synced up on the same brainwave level, and... If they're not too far from each other, they can actually interpret the other one's pain.
I wonder if it's empathic because they see it or because they know it happened.
Well, sometimes they know without having seen it, though.
Right. Without being there, they know that the other one's hurt or dead or you know, something like that.
There's been plenty of accounts where...
Or the disturbance in the force.
I forget which one is which, but like, there's a difference in paternal and maternal twins. One would come from the same embryo and one was weird.
I think
paternal was paternal same is, embryo, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Paternal is different two embryos, actually.
Yeah, you can have a boy and a girl.
Right. Well, they said there's a third type now where it's one egg but two sperm. They actually go in and they create two different people.
From one egg?
Yeah, from one egg. So they're kind of like half twins almost.
Well,
like,
but the point I was going to make, if you have the one maternal, I guess, where it's one sperm, one egg, but produces two babies...
why'd you say babies like that?
I don't know. Why not?
Okay.
But we're getting a little dry. You got to break it up. It makes two babies. But if you're coming from the same embryo and all the same genetic material and all that, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if there's something extra there that allows them to be more, probably not so much telepathic, probably like you said, more empathic, you know, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Let's see. Let me get back to my MK Ultra page here.
But the twin thing is pretty interesting because I've read several things on it where one will get hurt or killed, and then they call and then they find out because they got a feeling something was wrong.
Now, like we mentioned earlier, they did the church committee was actually the congressional committee that investigated. The MK Ultra, and they actually got a lot of document. Now the CIA had, of course, destroyed a lot of documents having to do with MK Ultra prior to that, but they actually did an investigation and found out that the project did exist. It was in fact a real project. But
question, MK Ultra happened.
It happened.
It's just the matter of which a lot of these things really happened. Project Montauk happened.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just to the extent of
I think it just gets sensationalized. By pop culture, by conspiracy theorists. I really would be curious as to know what lengths they really went to. This one's not that out there to me. Like, it doesn't reek as much of cover-up as some other conspiracy theories. mainly because, well... Look at all the information you can pull up on it.
Yeah.
The only thing you can pull up on, like, Montauk and Area 51, it's all speculatory. And it's all, I heard from this dude that heard from this guy, or it's some batshit crazy dude that claims something.
Well, this one was one just that they actually got pretty much caught in the project and had to unleash stuff.
I don't know that caught's the appropriate term, because...
Well, someone people caught okayed wind of it.
This.
I mean,
people okayed this. I think what it is it was okayed, and then another administration didn't like it.
Mm.
I mean, really, look at some of the... It wasn't their baby. Maybe they didn't approve of it. When certain people get into power, they decide to pull the plug for moral or whatever reasons, financial, never know. What is it? It says Ted Kennedy spoke about it in 1977. That's too much to really
Someone say something. I'll look at this.
I hate it when that happens to me all the time. Yeah, I'm trying to talk and read at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's usually when the both of you look at me and go,
"What were you getting to before?"
Yeah. Hold on. Dusty, what did you have on MK Ultra?
Listen, man.
Now, you know, and I'm surprised.
Now, what do you think about the fact they were experimenting with making it to where alcohol didn't affect you?
See, now, I saw that, and that was odd to me. The only thing I could think of is, like, in the spy game.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a spy and you want to go, like, to a party or something, and...
Colonel Flag on MASH, he had something inserted into himself to where that alcohol did nothing to him. It's so that the enemy couldn't get him drunk and get secrets. He's a great character. He's an over-the-top CIA character.
But they also experimented with the reverse of that, making it where a little bit of alcohol made you
but then again,
drunk.
Like I said,
so what,
the spy
they just
game.
Gave someone Xanax in one beer?
You know, I'm honestly surprised there hasn't been more in pop culture with MK Ultra because of what it is and what it did and what it, you know, allegedly did. There's not a whole lot. I mean, there's a band named MK Ultra.
There was a great
a movie and a book.
You ever watch?
Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's that. But
that's
you know what I mean
movie
about
now.
How like?
You ever watch the show Numbers?
No.
There was a really great episode. I think it was called Brutus. That was about MK Ultra, basically. And there was another episode.
There's a Dean
couple
Koontz.
Episodes where there was a psychic that was formerly from that program.
But like a lot of these kind of things wind up in shows like X-Files. Like I don't remember any MK Ultra stuff in X-Files.
There's a good Dean Koontz novel, I think it's called The Watchers or something like that, where there's actually a guy in that was basically an MK Ultra program and with like he would inject his victims with a certain drug and then he could give them a hypnotic suggestion and they did whatever pretty much he wanted them to do.
And they're saying Firestarter had to do with MK Ultra type stuff.
A little bit. I mean, I don't remember it being mentioned in the books, but I read the books. But
yeah.
I mean, it was along the lines of developing psychic powers in humans.
And I mentioned Captain America. I guess that could be actually, if you think about it, Captain America could be considered a MK Ultra. I mean, they experimented
like
with drugs
super,
and stuff
superhuman.
To make a super soldier. So,
yeah. Of course, I mean, if they were messing with the mind, they could try to start pushing people past their potential for, you know...
For physical strength
physical
speed
strength,
and agility
yeah.
and whatnot like that. Yeah, I mean, I could see that. That would actually make a lot of sense. That would make a lot more sense than some of the stuff they allegedly did.
Yeah, but they would... Sure, just give them steroids. What? HGH, like crazy amounts. Why aren't they giving the SEAL teams HGH?
Yeah, but with that stuff, you still have to work out and all to get that.
That's
know?
True,
I mean,
but...
Cap, they took a 90-pound weakling and turned him into a... You know,
I understand.
What's the drug that makes people crazy strong?
PCP?
Yeah.
It's like on if you ever watch the TV show Buffy the Vampire Slayer, that's the way like the school and the cops always explain the vampires was it was gang members on PCP.
Yeah. Game retards.
Those kids and those wrenches.
Nice.
Now, would you, let me ask you this, would you ever volunteer for something like MKUltra? If it had the possibility of giving you telepathy or remote viewing or something like that?
I don't know, it's just...
I can tell you, flat out, no.
Maybe.
Yeah, I would have to look at the
I would
the
need
fine
to know more,
print.
And
yeah.
I wouldn't want to do some drugs like LSD, which, LSD, you could do it one time and it could fuck your brain up for life.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, it can definitely make it start misfiring for sure.
I forgot that they were gonna try to kill Castro like that with the Manchurian Candidate.
Yes, I forgot
about that,
dude. There was all if you look into the planned or thought about ways of killing Castro, there's some crazy shit in that.
Of course,
I think the real
reason he's not dead was I think everybody just assumed that. He would eventually just screw everything up for himself and get killed by his own people.
And fucker's still alive.
It just never happened.
But, I mean, they were, like, planning false flag operations and all that good stuff. Like, the thing where they were going to take the plane and crash it into Cuba. And, I mean, like, all kinds of crazy shit for the
I'm still of the opinion, though, that if you want somebody dead bad enough,
it's
they'll be
happen.
Dead.
I mean,
dude, a single gunman can take out the President of the United States.
Yeah.
And we can't kill Castro.
Hold on.
Okay, not even single gunman.
Single gunman?
Even let's say a few
He's talking
gunmen.
About Lincoln.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Single gum in there.
Yeah.
That was a little different then, but even still, the Kennedy assassination,
the political
possible.
Backlash is just if you're trying to kill a leader like that.
I think that, yeah, and we're trying not to piss off Russia too much. You know, not too much. Either.
Now, they ask in the chat room, Chakotay Finn in the chat room asked a question. If you had psychic ability already, would you use it or try to hide it?
I would use it, but I would keep it hidden.
You would
be
subtle with it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Man, see, I would honestly not want that kind of power.
It depends on what it is. Like, the ability to read minds, to hear other people's thoughts, that would be a dangerous thing.
Yeah. I would love to have telekinesis.
Telekinesis would be pretty badass. Depending on the level of it. I mean, if you could pick up a pencil and that was about your strength limit with it, yeah.
You could kill a man with that kind of strength level, though.
And if you could fling it hard enough, sure.
I'm saying, no, just pinch the blood flow to his brain.
That's true. But now, like, if you had it on the level where you could pick up a truck with your telekinesis, then obviously, yeah, that would be amazing.
Pull down a Star Destroyer.
Somebody's played
Force
Unleashed.
If it was telepathy, I would want where I could control it. I mean...
Yeah, where you could shut it off.
I don't want to hear people's thoughts all the time.
The only problem with that is you'd find yourself... It's kind of like if you know a cheat code in a video game.
Well, but my thing is, even then, you don't know what people are thinking. So if you open yourself up to that, you may find out stuff that you don't want to find out from people.
Exactly.
And like,
well, see, I would probably only use it on strangers.
Well, but see, and like Dobbs said, too, that's definitely a ultimate power corrupts ultimately type situation. It would be so easy for you to do what you wanted that you wouldn't stop. Eventually, you may start off with a moral code and ethos, but eventually...
Then you'd fall back on it too easy.
Well, it's like, I've always thought, if I ever had all the powers of Superman... I'd probably become a villain.
Dude,
ultimately.
I'd
be seen as a villain. I would try to do good, but...
I'd fly to a non-extraditionary country. I'd rob one major heist. I'd come back and live in the life of luxury.
Oh, they're not going to leave you alone at that point, though.
Dude, if you're Superman, how are they going to catch you?
Oh, no, that's true. But, I mean... You know, it's one of those things to where it makes you almost lazy because you don't have to do anything for yourself. You know, if you have mind control or telepathy to that point, you know, I mean, what's to stop you from becoming president or not even president, CEO of a big company or, you know, any of that stuff. And then,
which kind of psychic ability would you prefer to have?
Telepathy.
Or, I would prefer psychokinesis.
Mind control. Because you could, and like I said, it would always start off this way, but I'd like to think I could control it, and I would just, like, go to, like, six different billionaires, you know, and be like, hey, give me $10 million. You
know? I would just go around telling people these are the droids you're looking for.
Yeah, these are the droids you're looking for.
But, you know, I mean, just the ability, like I said, you know, you could go to somebody that's got $5 million in the bank and be like, hey, give me $500,000. It's not going to hurt them, you know, I mean.
But I would think. If you did have mind control, there'd probably still be limits where, like, you probably couldn't ultimately force someone to do something they absolutely don't want to.
Yeah.
Depending on the level of your power, though. I mean...
See, that I think I could honestly be more responsible with than the other ones. The power of persuasion, let's say, that would be what I want.
Power of persuasion?
Because honestly, you could...
Well, like, you could implant a suggestion.
You ever, like, talk to somebody who's about to make a completely stupid decision, you've told them every rational explanation imaginable to get them to not do it?
What are you looking at me for?
I'm not even, like... But, you know,
I
like...
may have done
and,
that
and,
time
you know,
you.
If only they just listen and not have to learn the hard way, you know, if you could use that for a lot of good things. Mm. I know you'd be playing God or whatever, but I hate it when, like... I have a brother that's 10 years younger than me. That's a long time, really, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, like, the thing that bothers me the most is, like, to, like, watch him learn the hard way on something that I've told him about, you know, 100 times. It's like, I know, and I did the same thing, too, obviously, but it's just, it's frustrating. So,
yeah.
If I had the power to stop that. You know, every once and again, I think that'd be cool. And yeah, maybe $10 billion or something.
Chakotay Fan brings something up. There are psychics today that are used to help solve murder cases.
I've used one.
Really?
As a death investigator. Didn't get shit out of it, but I used one.
I've heard they're only using extreme cases.
Well, this one actually...
Yeah, like if you got nothing to go on.
This
yeah.
one actually, it was a... it's around here locally anyway. It's a famous case, and we actually got a conviction, and we still never found the body. Mm. But you know the one I'm talking yep. about. And
I think I know the one you're talking about.
We had a psychic call us when I was working homicide. We had a psychic call us that say, hey, I had a premonition about... Now, this was somebody from... I think she was from Mississippi. Missouri, not Mississippi, Missouri, but a Missouri, and she called it, which it wasn't, it didn't get, like, you know, widespread media attention outside of this area, so it was odd for her to call, you know, and I was the one that wound up taking the call, and I took the information down, and it sat on my desk for about 3 or 4 days, you know, and then finally I'm like, and she said I needed to look for plastic, something like a shower curtain or like a butcher's paper or something like that in this particular mine pit. We have phosphate mines around here, and they mm-hmm. have deep mine pits, and I thought about it, so I finally went to my sergeant with it. I said, look, I got this phone call. This is what she said. What do you want to do with this? He's like, well, you got a budget. This is your budget to do it. Let's do it. Just in case, you know, you never know. And we went and we drug that pit. And we actually got a volunteer dive team to come down and dive and look. And we didn't find nothing. Like I said, to this day, we never found the body. But I have used one in that capacity. We never went out and hired one. But
you waited too many days.
Maybe that's
killer,
the case.
Killer moved it.
Yeah.
But
the psychic accidentally called him too.
Yeah, right. but they do still use some departments actually have psychics on retainer, which I can tell you from the
that show Psych is awesome.
Yeah,
but he pretends to be psychic.
He's just a really good detective.
From the perspective of an investigator, you'll follow up any lead you get, no matter how crazy it seems, because every now and then something may be right. You know, and a lot of people say, oh, well, they're faking it, or they had pre-knowledge of the case, or whatever. I don't care. If it helps me clear the case, great. I'll use any resource at my...
Yeah, it's not like you're going to use their word in court. It's just...
No.
It leads you down the path that you need to go.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And it's outside-the-box thinking. You can get tunnel vision. I'm sure in an investigation.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Because a lot of times what happens in an investigation is you get made up in your mind based on the evidence you have at hand, this is what happened. And so almost subconsciously, anything that doesn't fit within the parameters of what you've already made up in your mind happens, subconsciously you automatically kick that out. And then sometimes, that's why they normally will rotate investigators on a big case like that, so you get a fresh pair of eyes on it and they can follow up leads and stuff like that. Yeah, I know, like I said, I know of departments that have people on retainer that do that. And it's just, it's a resource, you know.
But isn't it typically like a last resort sort of thing, though? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't call the minute they have a missing persons, they don't call them and pay them. I mean, it's normally like big cases and stuff like that, you know.
Now, if they called you up with information and they were already on retainer, but then they turned out to be right, would they get paid? Or?
Yeah, that's the way it works. Yeah. If it's valid information, it's the way they get paid. Mm. I've heard guys, other investigators tell me that they've had success with them. They're hit and miss. They're not 100%, but they've had success with them. Which, if you think about it,
that's enough to justify it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
not necessarily enough to believe in it, but it's enough to justify using any resource.
I mean, even if it's one of those things where it's the power of suggestion, you know, that it just so happens there's happenstance that makes it to where you find something when you're in the area they were in, that still led you to that point. Mm. You know, it's money well spent, in my opinion. But do you believe in the possibility of psychic ability, though?
I believe in it.
What about you, Dobbs?
I believe it's possible. Yeah. I'm not as much of a skeptic on that. I don't know that it's necessarily psychic, but I think that people vary a lot in being intuitive. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's probably some people that are much more intuitive than others.
I took a class one time on body language, and the guy that taught it was a body language expert.
Mm-hmm.
And he could sit with you for 5 minutes and talk to you and ask you a few questions and tell you the answer to almost anything you... I mean, obviously not specifics on stuff, but just from reading your body language, he could, you know, basically he could have put himself off as a psychic as he wanted to. That's how close to
you ever see the show The Mentalist?
I have not.
It's a really cool show, and he's a guy that is just like that. That's what they call somebody who can read signals, like... almost like you and I can understand words.
Right.
And he posed as, you know, before the show ever took place, He used to pose as a psychic and made and became rich as hell doing that because he was so in tune with body language and tone and stuff like that. And he would just, you know, dupe
people.
Well,
that's how, like, that, what was the guy's name? The Edwards guy that had the TV show about talking to,
Yeah.
Well, I was going to bring up, there's a British show, is this guy named Darren Brown. He actually did a lot of stuff where he,
John Edwards, that was his name.
Yeah, John Edwards. But this guy was kind of like the mentalist, but he did real world stuff. And like on the program, he actually got a group of people to rob an armored truck because he led them down the path. I mean, he started off slow, you know. He advertised it as kind of like a motivational thing. And the first thing he had people do is just steal something like small from a store.
Sounds like Fight Club.
Is this is a true thing.
This sounds exactly like Fight Club.
But a little bit.
It really does sound like Project Mayhem.
But with this, he they stole something small from a store. You know, the ones that didn't do it, he automatically X'd them out. You know, they were out of the program he was building up to. But he ultimately narrowed it down to four people from like a group of 13. And of those four people, three of those people actually stole from the armored car by the end of the episode. Because little by little, he built them up psychologically.
Now, was this
in order
like a pre-planned thing with the armored car? And
yeah,
all
it was
that?
A okay. it was an actor in the but the
I mean those people didn't know that
the people didn't know that they thought it was a real thing. But like he built up audio and visual suggestions. So like when they actually got to the end of the episode, the street they were walking down, like a car comes by blaring the song that he had built
as
into
a trigger,
their song. Kinda, yeah, as
yeah.
a trigger, and then. Some of the billboards had the exact pictures and colorization they needed, and by the time they got to the armored car, they all had like a toy gun that at one point he had given to them just as a carry around as a like a token thing. But
yeah.
They ultimately used the gun to rob the guy, and but by the end of it, he actually had to deprogram all of them just to.
Now, the chat room's asking, have you ever been to a psychic?
I've never been. I'd like to go one day.
Yeah, I've never been.
We have one here in town, even in our small town.
Yeah, there's one in BG, too.
Yeah, and I went in an official capacity, you know, and she offered to give me a free reading, you know, and it was a palm reader type thing, you know. And it was just a bunch of very broad, you know, kind of like your
you
your
like sandwiches.
You masturbated.
I can see
clean that off.
That you enjoy eating food to survive.
You have heavy calluses on
your
right hand.
I remember one of the things she said was she saw peril in my future. I'm thinking, no shit, I'm standing in front of you in uniform with a gun on, with a bulletproof vest on, and you see peril in my future? No! But, yeah, I mean, I would like to go again and go with an open mind, you know, to...
I want
to
find someone that supposedly has a good reputation and then go there. I mean...
Well, I've wanted to, hey, this goes slacker. I wanted to do it for goof reasons, but I've wanted to get a psychic on there forever. Unfortunately, most aren't willing to go on on the show. Now, getting one on here may be a little easier.
Yeah, if anyone claims to be psychic or knows anyone psychic, give us an email at thecobracast@gmail.com.
Had she been smart, she would have said, I see boobs, beer, and bacon in your future. That is a very good point.
But if you need the email, just look in the show notes. You'll get our email address and just contact us if you're psychic
and
or know someone that would like to be on here.
On Facebook, if you look up The Covert Cast on Facebook, you can actually send messages to fan pages now. You can send us a message on there as well.
Yeah.
Because
I would like to have a psychic on here. And
yeah, I'd love to talk to one. I mean, we have the ability to make a phone call, so, I mean, we could get one on the air without actually having to come to the Stink Studio.
We'll need to do a psychic episode. And
yeah, that would be cool. We should do that. But, all right, well, we are at almost 50 minutes, so...
Yeah, that's about our average length. Well, a little under that, but
usually a little under that. But last.
So MK Ultra thoughts.
Like I said, I believe, of course, it was a real project, and I believe they actually experimented with all this weird, wacky stuff. Whether they had any success with it or not, who the hell knows?
I think in one form or another, they're still doing it. I mean,
oh, yeah, it's not called MK Ultra anymore. It's under a different name now.
I bet it's
the black
totally
budget.
Different things, though.
They're probably using new drugs they didn't have.
Well,
then.
Do you honestly? I wouldn't. I believe that they're probably experimenting with HGH on certain soldiers. I would I would be willing to bet money on that.
Oh, like, sure. That just makes sense. I mean,
special ops, you know, stuff like that, or black ops teams. Mm. It would make sense. It's like HGH, especially, maybe not steroids, because you've got, you know, you've got psychological drawbacks to steroids, no matter what the, you know, the supporters say. You know, yeah. I've seen roid rage.
have you seen the other side effects?
No, I have not seen that. I've seen bitch tits, though.
Yes.
That I've seen. But I know there are psychological problems, but not with human growth hormone. Not like that. The only problem with human growth hormone is if you, say, got cancer or precancerous cells, like, it'll throw into overdrive.
Sorry, that was me. I was trying to...
Oh, okay.
I had, like, an ash on my beard. I was trying to blow it off, and I just realized I was blowing it in the mic.
I was wondering what that was.
Do you think they're testing at all, or do you have any idea what they might be testing on? Like, not an idea of, like, you know, formed on facts, just, like, a guess?
I would imagine they're probably still experimenting with all this stuff, from different mind techniques to...
Yeah, but do you think they're, like, still using,
mind control?
Do you think they're still using, like, hallucinogens and stuff like that, though?
Probably not the same stuff they used before, I mean, because there's only so many times you can use it and not get results.
Yeah, I mean, but now they also, you know, I'm sure they have their own labs where they're producing this stuff, so they could be making different formula.
Yeah, like synthetic drugs.
Do you think, I mean, they may be experimenting with shit we've never heard of. They may have their own synthetic stuff that we've never even... couldn't imagine what it is or what it does.
Do you think sodium pentothal came from this as a...
Well, they've been using that for a long time, dude. And all that, so all sodium pentothal actually does is relax you to the point where you don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I it doesn't compel
you to...
But
they call it truth serum.
They do call it truth
because
serum. Because
it's easier. You let your guard down.
Yeah, yeah. It makes you to where you don't give a shit.
Isn't
you don't care
alcohol?
If you tell them or not. It's actually is like a very concentrated form of alcohol. But, you know, people do themselves when you give them sodium pentothal. It relaxes
that.
You to the point
I
where
that
you
now.
Defecate yourself. Yes.
Wow.
Hey, Dusty, if I get some sodium
no.
pentothal, you won't take it? Mm-hmm. We'll get you some Depends, dude.
Pass.
What if we sit you on the toilet and, like, have a phoner?
Pass. A what?
A phoner.
Oh.
God, dude. You're so perverted. Hey, Dobbs, if I get some sodium pentothol...
Wait, where would
it?
You get sodium
can
pentothol?
Can I get a diaper?
Oh, dude, you
like
can get,
an
oh, yeah,
adult
yeah,
diaper?
We'll get you some Depends, yeah. Yeah, dude, we can get sodium pentothol. That's easy.
Wait, is that going to show up on, like, a tox screen or anything?
Yeah,
like,
well, I failed a drug test at work.
That I don't know. I don't. Why would
I
they be
they
screening?
Would test for
why would
sodium pentothol, though?
For I don't know. Normally,
well,
because
shoot, they even I don't know if they still do, but they used to put some patients under for surgery with sodium pentothol.
No, because it relaxes you. I mean, it's.
I don't think they do anymore though.
It's a depressant. I mean, it completely depresses everything in your system. I mean, it's from what I understand, the right dosages, it's not dangerous.
Oh wait, it
sure
would require a needle.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, it kind of requires a needle, Dobbs.
There's Meg in the chat saying they use it for euthanasia. Ugh,
euthanizing?
Yes.
Euthanasia?
Yes. Euthanasian.
I didn't
what?
Say euthanasian.
Euthanization?
Whatever.
Goddamn, now you got me fucking it up.
Euthanization.
And the way I always remember how to say that, I'm not actually saying what they point. I'm saying youth in Asia.
Youth in Asia.
There's so many people that actually think that that is what it means. Because Asia is overpopulated.
Okay.
I'm dead serious. I've had somebody explain it to me just like that. That's where it came from. Is because
so in
too
conclusion,
many
yes,
in Asia.
I do believe they're still experimenting in one form or another.
Do you think they're running any tests?
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, what kind do you think?
I think, like you said, I think they're still doing pretty much everything. I
like
mean,
mind
they're
control,
still, absolutely,
stuff like
they're
that.
Still trying that.
They're
trying
still doing stuff on the population.
Yeah, I mean, they're still anything what? They can get their chemtrails, hands on.
Dude.
To get a leg up. But the thing is, though, the one thing... Like,
we'll talk about that in a future episode.
Like, I can understand it more, though, in the 50s and the 60s and 70s. Like, you're talking about Cold War static defense against... a superpower.
Yeah.
Everything's changed now. We're not fighting Mother Russia. We're not fighting... Our enemy has changed so much so that I don't know that...
Now, maybe the focus has shifted more from the human body to a technological way to do
Maybe.
Well, I mean, we know they're experiment. We know they have things that, like, there's the sound gun that is, it creates a sound that you basically shut down. You can't do anything if you're in front of this. If you're behind it, it does nothing. There's the laser that makes you just start vomiting uncontrollably. Yeah. You know, there's the strobe light thing that completely disorients you.
Someone recently just came up with something where, it's kind of like a recorder thing, but it like it bounces whatever you're saying back to yourself, and it like causes a psychological effect and makes you stop talking because, I don't know, in some way they distorted it. It's
I would love to get a hold of one of them.
Oh, my God.
But it shut people
really?
Up.
Just tell Dusty, just turn your laptop speakers on. That does do that. I mean,
it does, yeah.
It's kind of like making
a person...
But someone
made like a gun version of
making
it.
Making somebody feedback on themselves. That would be disorienting.
I think maybe that they've shifted from the biological aspect of it to a technological aspect. Maybe they're trying to achieve some of these same results
with these less than lethal weapons, though. A lot of them, like you said, like the sound thing, I've seen that was really cool. They've got another one that the microwave thing, but it heats up just to a point of like discomfort, but it doesn't
extreme discomfort,
but it doesn't actually do severe physical harm. And they've like tested this on civilians that volunteer to just stand here while we do this for the History Channel, and they just put like 50 random people that worked for the, you know, History Channel, and they just stand there and let the military shoot them with this gun. And I think that that's probably the biggest focus, other than I think that they are probably trying to genetically enhance someone, not say by altering DNA or anything, but like something like with growth hormones, stuff like that, or maybe some kind of like, if you ever played like StarCraft, like with a stem pack, you know, something like that. You know, make them faster, stronger, maybe even smarter. But I don't know about mind controlling as much. I think that
in essence, that is almost a mind control thing. You're using a technological device to alter somebody's state of mind to make them do what you want, whether it be just to lay down on the ground or incapacitate them, or, you know, something.
They're working
to that
on
effect.
Mech suits.
Yeah,
they're working on invisibility cloaks.
Yeah, now that they actually are working on.
Yeah, they are, and the mech suit actually, it's funny enough, they've found there's companies that are really doing that now, but it's to help paralyzed soldiers walk.
Yeah.
And I've seen it, like, it's controlled by compressed air and stuff, and they actually work. They're very awkward.
Yeah.
So
but,
one
well,
day,
once
man,
they get the fine motor control down, you
Mech
know.
Warrior is going to be true.
All right, so for episode 13 of the Covert Cast at thecovertcast.com, mostly about MKUltra.
This is Dobbs.
I'm Dusty.
I'm the man, and here's your outro music.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
And now, the Long Coat Mafia Podcast.
It's a Long Coat Mafia Podcast!
You screwed it up.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this Lost Media episode featuring once again, and or I should say the return of, the Covert Cast with the hosts, Dusty, Dobbs, and the Man, where they talked about MK Ultra and a lot more. Please keep in mind that this was just a discussion about a conspiracy theory. So take everything with what you will, with a grain of salt. And again, this is the Covert Cast was a defunct podcast. So any links, emails, contests, coupon offers, are also defunct or maybe defunct, so therefore take it as you will. If you have any questions, comments, or what have you about these Lost Media episodes, you could always drop us a line at longcoatmafia@gmail.com or leave us a comment on Podbean or Good Pods, please. Especially all of you out there, as April 2nd is fastly approaching, or approaching very, very fast, should I say. Google Podcasts is going the way of the dodo. If you are a Google Podcasts listener, please listen via Good Pods. And we can't say good things. we can't say enough good things about Good Pods because it's a similar setup to Podbean, meaning you get to rate individual episodes in regards to how much you like it. You get to share them on a kind of a social media platform or their take on a social media platform in regards to, hey, I really like this episode. I want you all to listen to it. You can leave comments or your a review or a comment on that episode. So please go there, subscribe to us there. Links to everything's in our description down below. Please follow us there. And just keep in mind that sharing our episodes or links to our episodes, our social media stuff, liking our social media stuff, does help us a lot. We are very tiny, very small, independent podcast with a much hated name because people like to have a knee-jerk reaction. And as the way things are nowadays, it's more and more out there. Even though we are a geek podcast or at our core. So either way, spread the word about us, share us. Yes, if you want to support us financially, all those links are down in the description down below, along with we are currently still sharing the crowdfunder for John Johnson to help recoup some funds after him having surgery due to him having Parkinson's. So if you want to hear all about that and our deep dive with John Johnson and him being an indie filmmaker, feel free to see our episode in regards to our call to action episode that we posted up a few weeks ago, or if not a month ago. Please download and listen to that. And if you want to support a wonderful, kind gentleman, please do so. Even if it's a few dollars, it's a few dollars. It goes a long way. And if you can't really support him with through the GoFundMe, please email us and we'll send out a line to either him or his wife to see if there are other alternative ways of donating so they could keep the lights on and do what they do and keep food on the table. So, that being said, I'm the Reverend Godfather, a.k.a. the Martinsburg Madman, and
I'm a gamer. I'm wearing a bikini.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.